repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. All right, just after noon, Pete. Just after 12 noon here on CITR 101.9 FM and cable, and the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation, and I'm here not only by myself, but with...
With the Foat. What's up?
Well, we got a very special edition of the show today. It's hockey fever in this city, and we're getting into the hockey spirits. With a very special show, yes, with Vancouver playing Boston, the Canucks playing the Bruins, They won by 1-0 last night. They got slaughtered a couple of games last week.
Yeah, 8-0 the other day.
And 4-0. But, you know, they could very well win the Cup in Boston. And myself, I'm not a big hockey fan, and it's no surprise that you're not either.
Yeah, I'm too punk for that stuff, man.
Well, you know, hockey is pretty punk. And as far as some bands go, because we're going to hear a lot of punk bands today singing about hockey and that kind of stuff. But we're going to hear punk bands from both Boston and Vancouver. This is our Boston and Vancouver show. A lot of great bands from both cities. And, yeah, they're going to be battling it out for the Punk Rock Cup here, if you will.
The Punk Rock Cup.
Yes, and we got a lot of requests and stuff to fill. And we got a lot of stuff to play, so we're going to play it. So, the puck gets dropped for the first... For round, what do you want to call it? Round one?
The first period.
The first period of the show will go down.
Put your helmet on. Let's go.
Yep. I got my bicycle helmet with me. So, yeah, put your helmet on, sharpen up those skates, and grab out your stick. And here we go, playing some punk rock. But before we get into the first period, we have to do something. You know what we have to do?
What do we have to do?
We have to play the national anthem.
Oh,
so here we go. And now all you Canadian Patriots can put up your middle finger and boo and hiss as we play you this. No, it's not. It's the hockey edition of Generation Annihilation, so we're going to drop the puck for the first period, and the Subhumans grab it, playing Canada's favorite sport. Here we go.
You're
And you were tuned into the hockey edition of Generation Annihilation. And yes, that concludes the first period of the game. And yeah, when we dropped the puck, it got caught by the Subhumans from the No Wishes, No Prayers release, doing Canada's favorite sport. Followed by none other than DOA from the Puck Rock 2 compilation. Beat 'em, Bust 'em was the name of the track. And we ended that, and we heard after them from Fun 100, their split with the Paper Lanterns, Pull the Goalie. Very appropriately fitting title.
Yeah, very appropriate.
On their on the Hockey Dad record label.
Yeah.
Gotta love that. And yeah, we had that set off with Hong Kong Blonde. They're playing some split finger fastball in that last set. That's what they ended off with. And in case you don't already know, this is the hockey edition of Generation Annihilation. Vancouver Punk versus Boston Punk.
I think so far Vancouver's winning, but
yeah, they just won. They just scored 4 goals in that last period.
Four goals, but apparently Jerry's kids has been warming up this season, so look
all
out.
All right, they're coming up. They're coming back at you, and I just want to say, I didn't say this at the start of the show, even though I'm not a hockey fan, I'm not offended by the presence of hockey fans, and I think it's a pretty good energy downtown, and yeah, I like seeing block parties.
Yeah.
I like seeing block parties. I just don't like seeing cops dump out beer. It's unnecessary. Makes people want to drink more.
Amen to that.
And so, yes, we're going to get into the second period of the game here with some Jerry's Kids. But first off, we're going to get into a song for Boston. Here we go.
let's fuck! I'll fuck anything that moves!
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Straight edge in your face. Straight edge in your face. I But the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive, loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Generation Annihilation. Yeah, it almost sounds like we were listening to Flex Your Head in that last set. We hear from 10 Yard Fight, and let me just say that that concludes the third period of the show. And
yeah, that was only the second period.
No, that was the second period. No, we're getting into the third. Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez, I think I'm going to get fired from the NHL pretty quick here.
I think so.
Who's going to fire me, though? Are you going to fire me?
No, maybe Luongo or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some hockey player, dude.
All right, yes, even us trained NHL DJs make mistakes. Commentators make mistakes. And yes, in that last set, Boston scored 6 goals. Wow, they really wiped out Vancouver in that last set.
I wouldn't call that slap shots on goal, though.
No, definitely not. And it wasn't gold either. But we heard 10 Yard Fight, a band doing a slap shot cover, Straight Edge in Your Face, and Slap Shots, Blood from the Blast Furnace release. We heard a track called Breakaway. And I want to send out an apology to our good friend Jason Collins. He said, yeah, play some Slap Shot. And that was, well, at least we played a cover for him. Hopefully he liked that. SSD in the sets before that, classic Boston hardcore, Boston hardcore.
Boston!
From the Power release, we heard a track called Glue. And before that, from the This Is Boston, Not LA, classic Boston hardcore compilation, we heard the Freeze doing Broken Bones. And yeah, you might find a few broken bones in those NHL players' bodies, even wearing all that padding and whatnot.
Or some broken bones downtown when the Canucks lose and there's going to be a riot.
No, none of that. I witnessed the riot in 94. I didn't partake in it, but I was living here then, and I don't know. How does this sound? You don't like the whole hockey ambience downtown. You don't like it. At least though, if you wanted to get involved, you could. You might not have $400 to pay for a ticket front row, but or even more than that, but you can go downtown and you can watch it on the big screen TV. And you know, it doesn't exclude anybody, unlike that Olympics gong show that happened here a few years ago.
That's true.
If you want to partake, you can, unlike the Olympics, which only appealed to the very upper class elite. And yes, Jerry's Kids from the Kill 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 release. Weird a track called I Don't Belong. Classic Boston hardcore from the This Is My World release. And it was also featured in a CD compilation we played.
Kill Kill Kill
on Tang Records. Dang. And we start things off with the mighty Dropkick Murphys, a song for Boston. We're in a track called For Boston. So we're going to get into the third period here. And the name of this band will be the look of some Vancouver Canucks fans. If they lose it, the name of the band is Vacant State. Here they are.
Something played it for.
One day. much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And as they said, get on that bike and get riding. I was saying to folks, get out that record and get queuing, because we got some Boston crust up next. But in that last set, Vancouver scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 goals, starting off with Vacant State from the Internal Conflict release. What Right was the name of the track. We followed with a classic track from the Not a Pretty Sight release from Death Sentence. We heard a track called Death Squad. Followed with Strain, another one going out to our good friend Jason Collins with a track called Abyss, local acts, of course, because it was Vancouver in that last set. So, yes, Fratricide followed with Grave, and I hope that the Boston Bruins get put in their grave on Monday when they play Vancouver in their hometown of Boston. And we end that set off with Unlearn from a brand new 7-inch called When the Reaper Comes to You, Will You Clap? And we heard a track called Landscapes of Deprivation, and brand new for 2011. And on a non-hockey subject, Unlearn will be playing here next Saturday, the 18th, with Vacant States, Marta Dodd, The Spectres, No Static from California, and who else?
I think that's it.
That's it, yeah. Sorry, I meant to say, where's the venue?
Oh, it's at a place on Glen. I'm not sure if we can say the address.
Okay, then we can't say the address.
Yeah, but ask around, get in contact with Unlearn or something, or Vacant State.
Keep your ear to the ground. And we got 15 minutes to go on the show, and yes, we just ended the third period. Now we're going to get into some overtime. And these next few tracks, are from Boston, obviously. Because, yes, this is Boston's game in round, or the third period, I should. Overtime.
OT.
Let's drop the puck. Let's go.
Let's go disrupt.
All right.
Big one. What's Up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And that concludes the overtime period of the game here in Generation Annihilation. And, gee, what a whopping bunch of goals that Boston scored there. They scored 7 goals. And you know what I think it is? I think that they score them quick. These little plays sometimes are a minute and a half long with the Boston hardcore.
Short, fast, and alcohol-fueled.
Yep, and we start things off with Disrupt from the Unrest LP. We heard a track called Faction Disaster. Followed with some Toxic Narcotic from the 1989 to 1999. We had a track called Drink, and that's what a lot of you people will be doing. You'll be drinking alcohol, and we heard from Gangrene from the other Wasted Night release. We heard a track called Alcohol by them as well, and before that in the set, we heard from The Unseen from the complete singles collection, Stand Up and Fight. Followed with another track from the classic This Is Boston, Not LA compilation, The FU's doing Green Beret, and The Proletariat's ended things off with a bonus track from that the CD compilation of This Is Boston, Not LA. And the track we heard was called Voodoo Economics, and wow, what a great show it's been. Been some real sportsmanship here between Vancouver and Boston. And I'm going to ask you, folks, what do you think's better? Do you have a preference, Boston or Vancouver?
I think I'm going to have to go with Boston on this one.
Okay, I'm not going to pick either. I'm just going to say that early Vancouver punk, like DOA and the Subhumans, is prolific, and same with the art scene that was going around in Vancouver, the new wave scene, even though I'm not a big fan of that particular genre, but it was very influential, and had it not been for DOA and the Subhumans, we might not see a lot of the classic Boston hardcore that that we saw later on. But as far as hardcore went, I think, you know, definitely the Boston hardcore scene from... This is bands like The Freeze and Jerry's Kids and the FUs and the Proletariats and who else do we play? Gangrene, well, I'm not a big SS.
Basically all the This Is Boston, Not L.A.
bands. That era, well, you didn't... There was nothing quite that caliber coming out in Vancouver at the time. There wasn't a lot of good Vancouver hardcore. And as far as street punk goes, Boston had a lot of good street punk, you know, with bands like the Unseen and A Global Threat and bands such as that. And, you know, like the Oi scene, the Dropkick Murphys, and a whole slew of bands in that genre, even though they, you know, they're not really street punk anymore. But, yeah, I don't know. But Vancouver has had its share of good bands.
I will say, speaking currently, I'd say Vancouver's beating Boston big time.
More good talent has come out of Vancouver. Well, I don't know.
In the last 10 years, I'd say.
It's tough to say. I don't know. It's subjective, but I hope Vancouver win. Just because.
I'm rooting for Siege and Jerry's Kids. I'm going to say Boston.
Okay.
So let's leave these good people with...
Yeah, well, wait a minute. This is where the Canucks... If the Canucks win, they'll be winning in this city. And they'll be smoking. They'll be smoking in Boston. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next with Metal Ron. We'll be right back.
right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron. Well, for now anyway, Andy Grotesque, my co-host, is not here yet. Oh, no, oh, not yet, not yet.
I'm not Andy.
You're not Andy, no,
I'm
no. Anyway, well, I did the show solo last week, so, you know, it's like getting off a bike, getting back on after all this time.
Here he is.
Getting kind of used to, oh, here's the man himself. He's on his way here. Anyway, everybody's still celebrating a big win yesterday, so I guess this is going to be quite a party weekend for Vancouver. Hey. And Andy's just joining us here, I guess.
Traffic was bad.
Yeah, I guess. So how you doing?
I'm hungover.
Yeah.
You went to some
metal show.
Ancients, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're good.
What are they called?
Ancients.
Ancients. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'd heard of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still sort of familiarizing myself with all the new local Vancouver scene. I have really been out of touch with the local scene in a long time, and there's a lot of new bands that are worth checking out.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, I don't know. There's been lots of release news and stuff in the last little while, I guess. Let's see. Well, they announced the title of the Dream Theater, and it's a very apt title, I think. Now, let me just try and remember what it was called. Oh, shoot. Okay. That just shows you how not being prepared. Okay. Well, anyway, I can give you some other news. Mastodon have named their album. They're going to call it The Hunter. And it's supposed to be back to the sort of Leviathan kind of, you know, fast, heavy kind of stuff, which is really cool. Rush have named their DVD. And, you know, considering that they came up with such, you know, good names in the last while, like Moving Pictures, All the World's a Stage, you know, Exit Stage Left, Time Machine, come on, guys. You know, that's what your tour was called. You could have come up with something a little more interesting, I think. But in any case, I wish I could remember the name of the Dream Theater. I'm going to have to look it up here. It's, anyway. That just shows you live radio. I can't obviously think about it. I know I'm going to mention it, I guess, after this set. Have you got some new stuff to play today?
Yep, got some Strike Master. It's actually a compilation of their early demo stuff, and I forget. I have to look in my bag. I haven't taken it out yet, so new stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I got the new Sabbat.
Oh, yeah, that's
Japanese
cool.
Japanese metal, black metal band.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That sounds good. Well, as usual, I always have a bag of tricks. I've always got new stuff. I got something a lot of people are going to be very excited to hear. These guys, to me, were probably, especially with the last album, Paradise Lost, are probably second to Dream Theater in the progressive metal vein, Symphony X. I'm going to play a song off their new album called Iconoclast, which is actually a double...